Hello, Sylvia here. We like to think of ourselves as civilised, educated and in control of our lives. But is there some little habit you have that takes us back to the years when superstitions held sway? Do people still throw salt over their shoulders? My grandmother always said, "Do not put new shoes on the table, it's bad luck." I should think it would be worse luck if they were not new, with the pavements in the state they are, with dog owners not picking up after their dogs. If you wish to live and thrive, let the spider run alive. I had my own little, not so much a superstition, more of a spirit lifter, which is, if I see a heron or a wagtail, that day cannot be bad. Wagtails are on the decline, along with many birds that were very common when I was young. Sparrows, for instance, were everywhere. Town, country, seaside. Wherever you were, there were always sparrows. Now, if I see a sparrow, it's almost exciting. Kingfishers used to breed down by the stables, but they're apparently also on the threatened species list. Back to superstitions. Sportsmen and women often have a favourite piece of clothing or footwear in which they compete and which gives them confidence. The downside being, if the said article gets mislaid, it induces such gloom and panic that they probably lost their race or game or whatever before they even start. Apparently, Andy Murray always ties his wedding ring onto his left foot shoelace. Sharapova hates standing on court lines and will hop over them between points. She also has a serving routine which involves brushing her hair from her face and then bouncing the ball twice, slowly. Serena Williams always ties her shoelaces in the same way, uses the same shower at Wimbledon before each match, bounces the ball five times before her first serve and twice before the second. It is also said she will wear the same pair of socks throughout a winning run. We no longer believe that these habits will really ward off evil spirits, rather that they're done for luck. I believe the salt over the shoulders came from the days when fleets of fishing boats went out and may not come back. They had so many do not do this rules, it probably took them longer to get going. Not walking under a ladder is obviously common sense. I expect health and safety has something to say about that, don't you? People still say, cross fingers or touch wood and look around for something that isn't plastic. My elderly neighbour wouldn't have anything green in the house. I don't know why. I love green, so if I was wearing something green, I'd have to change it before going in to see her. The number 13 is even nowadays avoided by many people. On a Friday, do not move house, go courting, do not knit, write a letter, launch a ship, lay a ship's keel, begin harvest, cut nails, start a journey, or get married, or give birth, although I should think this last one would be particularly difficult to stop. Many councils do not number houses 13, or hotels omit room number 13. Apparently, when Hull Royal Infirmary was built, it had 13 stories, but the top story was numbered 130. However, this did not stop part of the roof collapsing into a ward in 1992 on, yes, you've guessed it, Friday the 13th. I have an interesting article by Alec Gill on Yorkshire trawlermen who fished Arctic waters and their superstitions, but that will be for another time. Bye for now.